Blog Talk Radio.
How many of you know that God's got something better in store for you? Come on, boy.
God has so
many great things
in store for you.
Can't you see?
Can't you see?
Many great
great things in store for
you. Can't you
And this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that.
Let the Lord know that you love him. Let the Lord know that he is the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Let him know that there's none like him.
See, I used to be stressed and depressed and down with no confidence, spiritually unstable and emotionally petulant. And then I read I have an everlasting name and that God is consistent. He knew me before I was formed in my mother's belly. His love is persistent. His love is not contingent on my status or my rank. He loves me the same whether I'm a sinner or a saint. I just have to learn to walk by faith. It was a little challenging at first because I didn't know my place. But that's why now I can praise him for his grace. Because since I'm a new woman, my past has been erased. And since God is not a man, he doesn't throw my mistakes in my face. They've been replaced with a covenant of truth. He redeemed my life from destruction and has restored my youth. So now in my prosperity, I shall not be moved. I've been taken from the belly of the beast and I'm full of virtue. The angels are encamped all around me. You can just see their residue. My life is living proof to God's word being active. The enemy tried to keep me sin conscious. My flesh had my spirit captive. But since I have an expected end, I'm no longer distracted. And since the enemy doesn't triumph over me, the old life is no longer attractive. So now I am beautified like a dignified bride. Purified.
Well, there you have it. I don't know about you. I feel sanctified. I feel clean. I feel renewed.
Amen.
Hello, everyone. This is Roderick Owensby, the Roderick Owensby Show. will have new times, Friday through Monday, then Wednesday. It will continue to be 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we will be moving to 12 noon. I'm inviting every one of you to continue to listen to The Roderick Owensby Show. And if you would like to be interviewed on my show, contact me at RoderickOwensby@live.com. Join me on Blog Talk Radio. God bless.
Roderick, you're on in 5.
Girl, I'm coming.
5, 4, 3,
put my shoes on.
2, 1. Shelter.
I wanna be.
God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious?
Where are my real praises? 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 Where my real blood was sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking. Where my real praises? Where my foot stopping, hand clapping, never taking. Where my real praises? I want you to walk over to somebody and tell them the God that I serve, the God that I serve is absolutely, totally, completely, irrevocably, marvelous, 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 he's marvelous, yes he is, yes he is, somebody give him a praise a minute and he hears it.
I said we are all in the nude.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, you look just like the day you were born. You're showing more than you know. So all of this hiding behind other people's sins and failures and talking about it and looking innocent, God's about to show up your skeletons. You better open up that closet and let those skeletons fall out.
Love, hope, radio.
Oh, it's about to be a party. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, listen, you need to ask yourself. Yeah, ask yourself. Have I been sowing gossip and gainsaying? Have I been sowing discord among the brethren? Have I been doing just like Satan, accusing the brethren? Some of you claim that you love God, but you are a busy body. Your body is busy. Your mouth is busy. And I would tell every man, before you get married, check the DNA of that woman. Check her DNA. Women, before you marry that man, check their DNA. And what am I saying? Some people are part of the Do Not Association. The DNA, Do Not Association. You know, when you get married, you say, I do, right?
Right.
A lot of people say I do, but then don't. A lot of women say I do, but then they don't. And then when the thing fall off, then they play the victim and say, oh, see, he's supposed to have been a man of God. Yes, he was. But before you say of God, he's a man. And
right.
Instead of trying to treat somebody like a man of God, why don't you try to treat him like a man first?
That's right.
Instead of trying to treat her like a woman of God, why don't you treat her like a woman first?
Yeah.
See, a false balance is abomination, because some folk going to stay the same way until Jesus comes, believe it or not. And some people only want to be around people that make themselves look good.
That's right.
If they think they're more spiritual than you, they'll act like they're your friend.
Till I heard your voice,
Come on. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Elijah William Owensby. My dad will be with you shortly. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Be strong and of good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night. May observe to do according to all that is written therein, and you shall have good success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's my dad.
Well, bless God forever. 818-431-8553. There's a change coming. Hear this word. There's a change coming. Economically, there's a change. Get ready for the change. The righteous will be in authority. It's not going to be just in the four walls of a building called church. Are you ready for a revival that you have never witnessed, where the Spirit of God is going to move and it will be unlimited? There is no law against love, and God is love. No boundaries with this next wave, this next glorious event. You're going to see things that will astound your spirit. Miracles on the street corners, in a mall, in schools, in a bar. Matthew 18, verse 18, assuredly I say unto you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. In other words, it's not an agreement unless Jesus is there. His name means his nature. You meet somebody for the first time and they tell you their name. You may like the sound of their name, but honey, you don't know them until you know their nature. How many people married folk without understanding the nature? When you date, that is to discover the nature. People go on dates, but ooh, I like his eyes. Ooh, I like her hair. I like the way she walks. Come on, man. I like the way she talks. Ooh, the way her lips move. See, you're looking at everything but her nature. She could be a pretty demon. He could be a handsome fool. We get involved in the person and the personality, but not the nature. God would take the fact that you like women, and he would add it to your faith in him. And honey, when he mixes it together, you'll look at yourself, and it will blow your mind. And you say, oh, I thought God would be angry with me because I like women. Listen, mess is mess. Now, you got some churches, they got categories for mess. They got a mess number one. They got a mess number two and a mess number three. Listen, mess is mess. And when God puts some age to your mess, woo-hoo, glory to God. Listen, it'll come out pretty, pretty, pretty. Hallelujah. I think I want to go to my callers because I'm getting stirred up. I got more to tell you, but I'm getting ready to go to my callers. I said, if you want somebody to touch and agree, you better find somebody. Listen, I'm not on this radio to hear myself talk. I'm not sitting up here spending 2 hours because I don't have anything else to do. Don't play with me. I'm on here because God put me here for you. 818-431-8553. Now listen. Now if you're a billionaire, then you may need a spiritual miracle. If you're not rich financially, then you still need a spiritual miracle. So anyone can call 818-431-8553. Let me go to the callers. God bless you. God bless you. You're on the Roderick Owensby Show. God bless you. You want it right now. Do you know what type of job you want? We're not looking at the economy. What type of job do you want?
Any job. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I want it to matter. I want you right now to take a moment. I'll wait on you. Because, see, God doesn't give out it doesn't matter blessing. Think real quick. What kind of job, what kind of pay do you want?
I want maybe $10, $15 an hour.
Let's go for 15.
Okay.
Let's go for 15. We can go for 20 an hour.
15.
You want to go for 15. Okay.
Yeah.
According to your faith, be it unto you. I'm going to decree, and then I want you to call back, and it will not be a week.
Mm.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
I want you, with the boldness of God, to go and attack, and that means go and knock. You ask, you seek, and you knock. And God said you did all three tonight. So I'm going to decree, Father, in Jesus' name, I know you hear me when I pray. I am talking to you, Lord God, Jehovah Jireh, for the sake of the millions of people that are listening. And as I speak to this young man, you're going to do it because I am your friend. Now, Timothy.
Yes.
I see you, get ready for this, going in an office building, and I'm almost getting like that this has to do with a big corporation. It is downtown Chicago. I feel this, oh God. It's downtown Chicago. You're going to fill out three. You're going to get your resume together. You're going to put on a navy blue suit. It's sort of a dark blue. Okay, are you listening? That's what you have. Well, God is glorious because I see you in a navy. Listen, people, you need to pick up that phone. Hold up, Timmy. 818-431-8553. We're going to be doing this until God tells me to stop. It may go 21 days. It may go 30 days, and it may go 3 days. I have no idea. But the Lord quickened my spirit, and he told me to speak into the lives of people. Now, you're going to have to pick up that phone like Timothy and Antoinette, 818-431-8553. I don't know anybody that you have to beg to give them some money. Okay? So here's a miracle. Timmy, now you know there's no way I would know you have a navy blue suit on. Am I correct?
Sure.
You know I don't know. There's no way I could know that you have a navy blue suit. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
I haven't seen you. So this navy blue suit, I want you to wear it. Please don't wear white shoes. Are you there?
Yes.
Talk to me. Listen. Now, downtown Chicago, there's going to be a position. Get your resume together, and you're going to speak. I keep hearing a person named Larry. So keep this. I keep hearing a person by the name of Larry. And this person by the name of Larry is either the contact person or next to the person with the authority to grant you the position. So get your resume together and go. I see you with a briefcase, and I think it's black. And then you're going to have one that's silver. God has anointed you to be a businessman. And you're going to get this job consulting business comes before my spirit. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You will get the job, and you will excel within 2 years.
Mm.
Yes, it is your time. It is your time. I want you on your own. I want you to go to praising God, because the Holy Ghost is going to fall on you right now. And I, listen, You gotta praise him now. Now listen, the world is listening. Now don't be ashamed. I want you to thank God like you have that job. And will you promise? Will you promise me you will call back and let the nation hear you? Okay, because there are people. Okay, you was getting ready to dial that phone number. I see you. I see you, and I see a letter K in your name. And I don't know whether you're in Kentucky, but I see K has something to do with your name. It is not Katrina. That's my baby. But it's a K that has something to do with your name or where you live. Now, Timmy, go to praise God for your new job. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He hears you. Praise God. Praise him in your own way. Hey, I felt the quickening power of God. Holy Ghost, fall on him now. Fall on him now. Fall on him now, Holy Ghost. There it is.
Thank you,
I feel electricity. I feel like I'm in a flame, a fire, but it's a good fire. Now,
yeah.
The job is yours. You said in prayer that you wanted to do something so special for your mother. Not too long ago, you said, God bless me to where my mother doesn't have to work. I hear your prayers. And you prayed a prayer about your family, and God says he has heard your prayer, and this is your time and your season. You will have more money. The job is nothing compared to what's going to happen. The job is just for your obedience. God is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Do you believe the words of the man of God?
Yes, I do.
Where the king's word is, there's power. And I loose this blessing to you now. Now listen, see not me, but see Jesus. It is done. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. I feel God. And I thank God for the miracle that has taken place. Antoinette, are you still with me?
Yes. I am believing God for I made an application for disability until I get healed. I've been battling with the condition called fibromyalgia/chronic fatigue. I made this is my third time making application for that, and I really couldn't decide if that's something I want, if I really want it. But I need to do that until God leads me in the right direction, because I'm taking some college classes, and I won't be finished with that till next spring. But at this point, I just decided I need to just believe God for that disability. And I want to go all the way back to 2001 when I first started battling with this stuff. Because they tried to talk me out of the first and second time I made application. They said I couldn't go that far back in 2001. Then I found out that was a fib. When I went back the third time, they said I couldn't make application as far back as 2001. So, I'm not for sure, but I need favor with the system. So I'm just believing God for that I get approved for that, and then when I don't need it no more, I don't need it no more. But right now, I don't feel that I need to be out working, getting a job, because I got stuff I need to take care of here in prayer. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm going in the right direction with God.
What you're asking is not far-fetched. I want you to stay with me, because I want to see if I can pull up a miracle similar to yours. It's almost identical. I have my queen work on the switchboard, I'm going to see if I can get that testimony of my sister. Listen closely. My sister, and you sound just like her, by the way. Your voice and her voice, you would think you guys are sisters. So sometimes God moves in similar ways. In many meetings that we are in, say if a person is healed of being blind, we have DVDs where people were healed of being blind. One lady, the cataract, there was a I don't know what that piece over her eye, you couldn't hardly see her pupil. It fell off. I mean, we saw it. Okay, then three more people were healed of the same thing. So stay with me because I'm going to see if we can pull this up, and I pray that we can, because here's my sister that lives in Kansas City. I have not seen her in, I'm telling you, had to be close to over 15 years.
Wow.
Now, this is my father's oldest daughter. Before my father married my mother, Evelyn, his oldest daughter. Let me tell you briefly, you're going to hear this because I'm believing God we're going to get this. She heard a word. God spoke to me to get in touch with her and send her a message on Facebook concerning the same, I think it's the same thing that you are asking. Now, I know that God will work this miracle for you. So I want you to stand by, because when I get it, stay on, I'm going to let you know that I have it, and then I'm going to play it for you. God is so good, and I thank God for technology that's used for his purpose. You that are listening, I want you to understand the waters are being stirred. Tomorrow night at 10 to 12, the Spirit of the Lord is going to be speaking, prophesying economical changes will take place. You've heard the young man, Timothy, a mighty miracle that he received. Now we have Antoinette. She's going to receive. And listen, you don't have to send in a dime. God tell you to do something, you'll obey God. I don't have anything to do with it. Okay? Because I'm on a campaign to some preachers to repent for acting like tax collectors in the name of tithing and offering and abusing the word of God. Now listen, God has sent me to cry aloud and spare not, to root up things that are out of order. And so feel free to call, because you know, some of you have planted seeds and you have given and you have not seen your harvest, and then you're told to plant another seed, pay another tax. Maybe God didn't hear you. You know, maybe you gave $100. Maybe it's going to take $300 before God give you a miracle. That's a bald-faced, crooked witchcraft lie. And some of these preachers need to repent or need to join the palm readers or the psychics, because this is not of God. And then you sitting around struggling, and they're living in mansions and driving the best cars. Somebody's slow. So we want to bring healing to the body of Christ. Now, constructive criticism is what I'm doing. I'm doing what I'm teaching. People are calling, they're receiving miracles, and nobody is told they have to plant a seed. And listen, you got enough. If you like flowers, you got enough sense to go out and plant a certain seed to get a certain type of flower. They got flowers that don't attract bees. Nobody is going to have to tell you that you, if you have a garden, you should know the time of planting. You should know that. Nobody should have to tell you, okay, you need to plant a seed. If you grow tomatoes, nobody's going to have to ask you to plant a seed of tomatoes. If you own a cornfield, if you're a farmer, nobody should have to tell you to plant seeds. Neither will I try to beg folk to support the truth. That's on you, because God will bless the man of God and the woman of God. God will bless this king for being truthful. Okay? Now, some people want to give where they can be seen. They want to give where, you know, people will watch them walk down the aisle and with an envelope in their hand. They don't want to give to somebody that they feel like they won't get any recognition. In other words, some people don't want God to bless them. They want man to bless them. Come on now. So I'm believing God for a miracle today. And I know that God will do what I'm asking him to do for Antoinette. And so what I'm going to do is play for you, Antoinette. Are you ready? Are you with
yes.
me? Okay, listen to this testimony. And I'm going to let you hear both part one and part two. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening and you need a similar miracle or a different type of miracle, call in 818-431-8553. I so happened to have this and did not know that the Holy Spirit was going to move upon me to do what I'm doing. The waters are stirred. The angel is present even now to bring a miracle. Let's see if we could play that testimony now.
Love Hope Radio.
I believe I have my sister, Evelyn Matthews. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
Doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my eldest sister. It's such a pleasure to have you on. How have you been doing?
I've been doing fine.
Wonderful. I believe that you have a testimony. And people, before she gives this testimony, I want every one of you to listen. He's given unto us a measure of faith. Success comes through faith in God. You're going to hear a testimony of a miracle. What miracle have you experienced?
Well, Roderick, I've experienced plenty of miracles, but on this particular one, I went to a court for my disability. And as we all know, it takes a while to get disability, and my lawyer told me it would take like 60 to 90 days before I hear from him. But this was January the 24th. And so you sent me a message on my Facebook on February the 15th. And it said, sister, expect a miracle any day now. And the next day, the Social Security called me from the payment processing center. And I didn't really know what was going on. It had only been like 2 weeks. So then when I called them, they told me that they was getting ready to send me out a check and that I was approved for the disability. And it took me about 2 more weeks to start getting my payment and my back payment. And all that
wow.
was done in less than a month.
Now, you got a note from me February the 15th. And
right.
the note was, expect a miracle any day.
Sister, expect a miracle any day. And this was on the 15th.
Wow.
And the next day she called, and it was like, and I started telling everybody, Roger just prophesied to me that to expect a miracle. And look what happened, because, you know, it takes a while to get your disability after you go to court.
Yes, it does.
If you don't
yes,
get
it
right then.
Right.
And, I mean, it happened within less than a month. This was January 24th when I went to court. So by March, they was, you know, I was just getting blessings everywhere.
You know what's amazing, Evelyn? This didn't come by me telling you to give an offering
no.
or some hocus pocus. This came by a word that was given to you, and I remember feeling an inspiration from God to speak directly to you. The next day, you got a miracle.
Now, Antoinette?
Yes.
It is not by accident that you're asking for this miracle.
Okay.
What did that testimony do for your faith? Now, you know, nobody can fix this up but God.
I guess it can happen. Cause that's a big fight, but I guess God can, he can do it. Especially if I don't plant no seed towards it. Sorry.
Now, hear me now. Now, I'm not telling you not to plant a seed.
I know.
What I'm telling you is, it is my job to present God to you. See, when God sends you a deliverer, it's time for you to be free. And let me tell you one of the signs. All hell break loose when God sends you a deliverance. Number one, baby. And let me tell you something. Everybody can't hang. Some people come and then they get funny and start listening to the crabs. They want to pull them back down. And that's fine. Stay with the crabs. Now, let me correct you. Wait, you said I guess God could do it?
Oh, I guess.
Girl,
oh, yeah,
you have lost
okay.
your mind.
Yeah.
You know what you should have said.
Yeah.
I believe God can do it.
I believe God can do it.
I trust God. So let me play you part two. See, God told me to say it. He says,
tell us a little bit more. How did this make you feel when you heard we're going to be receiving the benefits?
Well, I was praising God, and I was thanking him for the prophet. And I tried to, I don't know what happened, because I was trying to get in touch with you on the Facebook to tell you what had happened, and I never did. And then when you called today, that's when I told you. But you didn't know anything about my disability, anything about me going to the lawyer, nothing.
No,
so
I didn't.
Things started getting kind of scary because stuff was happening so fast. I was like, whoa. But praise God that he gave you the word, you gave it to me, and I believed it because I said, he said something real was going to happen to me, and I had no idea. I didn't even think about the Social Security because they already said 30 to 90 days, so I really didn't think, But
right.
praise God, the next day the lady called me and said she was called. And then the strange thing is, Roger, when I told my lawyer, she hadn't got any information, and I talked to other people. They said, well, I don't know why the processing center would call you, but the payment processing center called me the next day, and they don't usually call people.
Really?
So, yeah, they said they don't usually call people. They just send you a letter. But
wow.
She called me that next day. She called me.
I believe right now the waters are stirred. I remember in one particular meeting, a man was healed of being crippled. This was faith. This has nothing to do with me, but that man got up out of his wheelchair, never walked, no hocus pocus. This man was medically crippled. He walked, his bones were mended. He was instantly healed because of his faith. Now, there are people listening right now. You're in a position. You need a miracle. Now, first of all, let me help you understand something. I am looking for empty vessels. I'm not looking for people that are whole. I'm not looking for people that know it all. I'm not looking for super religious, holier-than-thou people. Okay? I'm not looking for spiritual experts. I'm looking for people like my sister, Evelyn, who just heard a word and believed that word, and the very next day she got a miracle.
Well.
Yes.
Now, do you still guess?
No.
There you go. I cannot speak of the other miracle in public. Okay? But you will get a glory. Hold up. Glory. You will get a double miracle in Jesus' name, and you will call back, and you will state what happened, and I'll be able to let the nation hear you. You used to be, I guess, so I know. Hold up. Let me talk to my Father, our Father, your and my Father in heaven. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you hear us when we pray. As I hold my queen's hand, come here, gorgeous. Come here, sexy. Hold up. As we hold each other's hand and we decree that what Antoinette is asking shall be granted according to your word, if two of you would agree, according to Matthew 18, we are standing on the 18th chapter of Matthew, and a threefold cord cannot easily be broken. We thank you for the miracle. Amen. Now, I'm done talking to God for a minute, and let me talk to you. I decree and prophesy to you as king, and where the king's word is, there's power. I decree with the seal of the authority of God given to me as a king in the earth, not the king, but a king, I decree your petition granted. Now, glory, let me tell you what I see. Can I tell you what I see?
Yes.
because I'm launching this campaign, honey. She got her miracle baby. I felt the anointing of God. I love it. 818-431-8553. Y'all better pick up that. Listen, I got 21 minutes. The miracle will take place. Now, I have to tell you what I see, Internet. I do see a judge.
Mm-hmm.
I see a courtroom. Through my prophetic senses, there would be a courtroom, and there's the letter C. I don't know if it's a Clyde, or I don't know what the city. I do see the letter C. I don't know what that C means. Well, I know it's court, but it's something else besides there's a C. So keep that in mind, the letter C. Now, I don't know whether you're going to go through an A, B, C process, but there is a letter C that has to do with you receiving the miracle. Now, the Holy Spirit says to me, God told me something. I said, God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I was 17 years old. He said, I'm going to use you to restore marriages. Several divorces later, I asked God, are you serious? Tell you something about a man, ladies. Don't no man want to hear you speak in tongues when you done pissed him off?
Mm-hmm.
We got ladies, one thing, ladies, don't y'all do this. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been through bad relationships. But let me tell you something, ladies. You are the key to the greatest revival that the world has ever seen. Is when the woman wakes up and say, yes, I've been through this, I've been through that, but some of my cookies were in the jar too.
Come on.
The man did this. I heard a woman say one time, you just don't understand women. We have to bear the child. We have to carry the baby for 9 months. We have to do this and that and breastfeed. I said, well, what you want? A trophy? I'm not going to carry that baby. The devil is a liar. You can't come, like, that's like saying, I am mad that I am a woman.
Jesus.
Let me tell you something. I have the grace to say what I'm saying. Everybody haven't been raped.
That's right. Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Both of y'all smoking those joints? Come on. Pat, you know. Let me tell you something. Let me drink some water. Hold up.
Love Talk Radio. Come on.
Uh-oh. There
come on.
Yeah, yeah. Both of y'all smoking those joints? Come on. Pat, you know that it ain't going to be long. Then you're both sitting there eating your chips, drinking your pop, ate a little hamburger.
That's right. Yes.
Then the lights out. Y'all in the dark. He acting like he an infant, need to be breastfed.
Oh, Jesus.
Been there, don't play with me. Smucking and touching and tipping and slipping and sliding and gliding and riding and hiding.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, you're going to go to first base, second base, third base, fourth base, fifth base, sixth base, seventh and eighth baseball game. You done go to all the bases. You get to the 44th base, and after a while, both of you done milk yourself, and then all of a sudden, he raped me. You done clean his knob shining, your lips gleaming, and then all of a sudden, you gonna wipe yourself, take a shower, and talk about, oh, come to think about it, he raped me because I said no. What the hell?
Jesus.
The devil is a liar.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Y'all want to sit here and act all nice. I could be nice, too. Hold up. Let me take a break. Glory to God.
Hey, canine with you. I'm what you call a hip cat. I'm hip to the jive. I'm in the groove, darling.
Now you're really sending me, Jackson.
Now you set my soul on fire. It is not just a little spark. It is a flame. A big, roaring flame. I can feel it now. It is burning. Burning. Burning.
And then going to... but I'm saved. I'm saved too. But I love the Lord. I love the Lord too. But I'm a missionary. I'm on a mission too. But I got to preach tomorrow. Okay, I'll say amen.
Lord.
Oh, my God. I heard about him. Oh, he's X-rated. Oh, shut up. Shut up here. Act like you ain't never pulled a cover. Stop sitting around and act like you just showed up. Like you ain't never had.
Come on.
God is not an excuse for your weakness. I don't care if you old as Methuselah. You let a fine woman walk by with some sexy legs. Listen, you will mess around and catch a stroke almost, but you're going to look.
That's right.
My wife know right now, if I'm preaching and mm-hmm. I could be in the third gear, I mean flying with wings. I could be up in midair like Michael Jordan. If me alone walking to church, I'm going to get stuck in midair.
Yes, Lord.
They're going to have to bring a ladder for me to get down.
Yes.
If Neil Long walked in, if you listen to right now, girl, don't you ever hug me. I'm going to put your hand on my head to pass out so people think you got the gift of healing.
Pay attention when I'm talking to you, boy. Pay attention, boy.
Look at me when I'm talking, son.
Love Talk Radio.
I say it like this, Will Smith, thank God for their family.
That's Bobby!
Yes, Lord.
Tell the truth.
Love Talk Radio.